You're listening to Amud V'Chazaru with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, and the simon for Chaf Hey. It's a funny one. I think I mentioned it before. It's 25. It's a silver anniversary, a 25th anniversary celebration. So far in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos, it has always flopped. I think we're talking about the same guy and reattempting to make his 25th wedding anniversary nice for his wife. We'll see what goes wrong this time in his silver anniversary celebration attempt. There are two of the zikr points are on this Amud tonight. Okay. It's also in the Zichru Chumash Simanim, so he switched to a quarter. So that's a 25-cent piece, a quarter for a chafe. So that's for the Chumash, but for Gemara, it's the 25th anniversary. So let's take a look. We are starting two lines from the top. Chafe Amud Aleph, Karpav Yoser Mibeis Sasayim, Shalhokav Ladira. So if you have a Karpav, and the theme of this Amud is going to be, we have a Karpav that's a problem, and we would like to make it no longer a problem to carry in. And I think basically, if I remember correctly, the two main ways we're going to try to do that are either make the Karpav itself smaller, make the Karpav itself smaller, the inner space smaller, or we're going to try to put up new walls, and we'll see what constitutes as new walls, and we just do it with intention to live in it, right? If you put them up for the purpose of living in it, the question is what's considered a new wall. So I think we're going to go back and forth between those two solutions. So Karpav Yoser Mibeis Sasayim. You have a Karpav that's larger than two Sasayim. Shelo Hukaf Ladira, and it was not Hukaf Ladira. If it was Hukaf Ladira, then you can actually use it according to the way we paskin, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's a Yoser Mibeis Sasayim. So maybe not. No. There's, I think that's the way we hold, right? If it was Hukaf Ladira, then we fuck. Uba Lemeato, but if we come to minimize, so Uba Lemeato, he comes to minimize it. So Miato Beilanos, let's say he minimizes it with trees, meaning he plants trees there. So now he's going to be closing up some of the inner space. He's making it smaller by putting trees in there. So lo havi miyut. That's not considered a miyut. Bana bo amud gavoha sara v'rachav arba. But if he builds like a pillar there, that's 10 tfachim by 4 tfachim, havi miyut. That is considered a miyut. Rashi just clarifies, what's wrong? Why? But if you fill up space with a tree, why is that not a problem? So Rashi says, Ilanos lo havi miyut. Derech karpav lios bo ilanos, because it's the way of a karpav to have trees in it. Velo batele hekif kama, and it doesn't eliminate the original surrounding of it, because.
Quite interesting is the density of the trees being packed next to each other. I mean, it's a little bit, obviously, but that may be uncommon. You have so much.
Well, so it seems that you would want it for whether it's shade or whatever else. It's not an unheard of thing. We mentioned previously that when it comes to trees. Trees will not define this area as a non-residential area, as a garden patch would. So that's what you said about trees. Trees over here in...
Is that the same rationale? That's because
people use them.
So it doesn't stand out as a mechitza.
Well, not a mechitza, but to narrow out the space.
Oh, okay, I see.
To make it smaller.
It's not forming a wall. It's a lot of it.
So we're going to get to Lovewood in a moment, but just planting a tree there is not going to involve it. But Bunabo Amud says next Rashi Vafilu Beemtza, Bekach this might be base Sasayim. Even if it's in the middle, it makes it smaller than base Sasayim. It counts as a wall. Now let's see, Pachos Migimel, right? So we said that this Amud, a pillar, in order to detract from the Karpav space, and again, if we can, because if we have 2,000, we have a Karpav space of Beis Sasayim, or more than that, if we're able, the more of that space we're able to take up with walls, and Rashi says even ba'emsa, even if it's in the middle, the better off we will be, because we're making it less than the max, the size that a karpat becomes a karmelis. But what if the pillar is not 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide? Pachos migimel lo havi miut. If it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's definitely not a miut. Migimel ve'ad dalid. Well, what if it's between 3 and 4? If it's 4 tefachim, I for sure know what's considered significant. This amud is significant, and then that counts as taking up karpath open space with wall. That's good. If it's less than 3, that's for sure insignificant, and then you could stick as many, you could stick a pole in there, but halakhically, it's as if it's not there. Rashi says exactly that. It's like it's not even there. So that's not going to consider, right? Like if a person's walking there, oh, I'm taking up the space of the karpath. No, we don't view, and just because something is there. If it's a pillar, 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim, so that's considered wall taking up actual karpath space. Yes. And Rashi says what to me was a big chemish, I feel ba'emtza. But yeah, so what if it's between 3 and 4? Rava Amar Havi Miut, Rava Amar Lo Havi Miut. Machlok is Rava and Rava if it's between 3 and 4. 4 is for sure significant, less than 3 is for sure not significant, 3 to 4. Rava Amar Havi Miut, Hanafik Le Mitaras Lavud. Rava says less than 3, more than 3, 3 or more actually, is significant, even if it's not 4 yet, because it left the category of Torah's Lavud. Lavud means that we apply Lavud when the gap is insignificant. Right? The 3 tefachim, 3 tefachim measure. Less than 3 tefachim. We're trying to find a measurement that is considered significant. If I put a pillar in the ground, if it's 3 tefachim wide, is that significant? Rabbi says, yes, it is. It's not 4 tefachim. Right. But it left Torah's Lavud. Lavud means that if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's insignificant, that gap, and we bridge that gap. So if it's 3 tefachim, it's nafik mitaras lavud, why shouldn't that be considered a wall? That's significant to me, says Rabba. Rava Amar, but Rava argues, lo havi miut. No, it's not a miut. Kivan de lo havi makum dala, lo chashiv. We have a rule. We have the rule, we've mentioned it before, right, of dalad tefachim, right, in order for it to be considered a rishos, it's dalad tefachim. If you want to be something that you're oker, you put it down in a dalad tefachim space. Dalad tefachim is what we consider significant. So don't tell me 3 to 4 is also significant. No, that's not true. That's what Rava argues. New case, but related. Harchik min hakosel arba. So over here, what you're trying to put up a new wall in this situation. You're trying to, right, because it wasn't hukuf ladira. Originally, the fence that was put around was for maybe a storage space or something like that. People were not going to live in it. We want to now make it a residential area, so we're putting up a new wall. But if you put the new wall, you line it up against the wall that's already there. That's obviously a problem. We had a similar discussion yet in the previous Amud with the water wall. You can't put up a wall on a wall in a wall. So harkling min hakosel. So you have to distance it from the wall. Well, how much do you have to distance it? Harachik min hakosel arba vasa mechitza hoil. If you distance it 4 tefachim from a wall, that's a significant amount of space in between the wall and old wall and the new wall. So hoil, it helps. The new wall is effective at creating a new, being a new wall for a karpath and making it a residential karpath. Or I guess no longer a karpath.
That the original mechitzos are not effective mechitzos for purpose of Bureau, but they're effective mechitzos to block a new mechitzo that's built right up against them.
The new mechitzos are?
The new mechitzo is built either directly on top of or immediately adjacent to the original mechitzos. The old mechitzo essentially blocks the new mechitzo.
The new mechitza does not become a new mechitza. It becomes an extension of the old mechitza.
Okay.
But
a good way for
me. Right. Thank you. So Pachos Migimel, if it's less than three, lo hoil. Of course, it doesn't help because less than Lovewood. This is just this is the same wall. Migimel the Adalid. Rabba Amar hoil. Rabba Amar Einam hoil. Same machlokas Rabba and Rava. Rabba Amar hoil. Do nothing limitars Lovewood. He said, this is not Lovewood. You don't apply Lovewood over here. If it's three tvachim away, therefore it's a different wall. Rav Amar, Eino Mo'il Kevin to Lohavi Makam Dalid, Lo Chashiv. No, it's not Chashiv. If it doesn't have Makam Dalid in between, it's not Chashiv. So, you know, this one, it sounds to me, I don't want to have the chutzpah to weigh in, but Rava, but it sounds over here, I hear Rava's argument about Lovewood much more strongly here than in the previous case. Just what it says to me, but the Gemara seems to line up as the same basic machlokas. Okay, Rav Shimi Masdi Lakula, and Rav Shimi learned this machlokas between Rava and Rava Lakula, which. Like, what does that mean? Rashi over here, Masni Lakula, Lach Plug to Dil El, this Machlokas are earlier, Va'amar Dibishlosha Nafik Le Mitaris Lavud, that when it's three, it leaves the category of Lavud, Kuluhu Modu Da'amud Have Miut, Umachitza Havia Mechitza Ladira. Everybody agrees if it leaves Taurus Lovewood, it's three to four. Everyone agrees that's a machitza. Below kimosif, it's not just like you're adding on to the previous wall. Ubepachos mishlosha pligi. What do they argue about if it's less than three? So what's like the machlokas there? If it's
So there has to be four tefachim separation between or more than three tefachim. So four tefachim.
Okay. Next attempt to fix up a karpas. So over here, this one is. So tachbo tit, that you put like mud or clay, you smear it on the wall, I guess a thick clump of it, and it sounds like we're trying to make the inner space smaller. V'yocho lamod b'fnei atzmo. Now, if this clay would be able to stand on its own, have a miut, this would be considered a good minimization of the karpath. But if it's not able to stand on its own, meaning if the wall that it's put on wasn't there and the clay would just fall to the ground, then that would not be be considered a miut. Rabba amar have miut, Rabba amar lo have miut. Rabba says this is a miut. This it would still be a miut. I'm sorry. I think I passed incorrectly. There was not a psak yet. What if it's not able to stand on its own? That's machlokas, right? If it's able to stand on its own, then for sure it's good. It's a new wall. Or maybe it minimizes the space. Right. We're over here. Rashi says we're trying to be mamait, not we're trying to make a new wall. But if the clay can stand on its own. So Rabba over here. So this now it's a machlokas. If it is able to stand, if it's not able to stand on its own, so Rabba says over here, havi miut. That is considered minimization. Rav amar lo havi miut. Rabba amar havi miut. Why is it miut? Hashta miha koi. Because now it's here. Look, measure the inner space of the karpav. Is it less now? It's we minimized it. We were successful. The wall is thicker than it was before. The inner space is smaller. It's not a base society anymore. What's the problem?
No, it's not that we're changing this from garden to zero.
We're making it smaller.
Smaller. So therefore, okay. Fine.
Yeah. We're back and forth between these two different types of rectification.
Let's
see Rava. Rava Amar lo havi miut. It's not a miut. Why? Kevin de lo yachol lemekam b'fnei atzmo lo klumhu. Since it's not able to stay on its own, it's as if it's at lo klum. Again, this we saw Rava. Was it Rava who said this earlier? But we saw this concept before, right? If it's pachas megimot tefachim, it's kaman de le sedam. It's as if it's not there. So here it's lo klumhu. This is considered nothing. That we don't view it as necessary. Like we don't care so much necessarily about the exact inner space according to Rava. if this is to be a, because we already decided what this Karpov is. That when it was first made, it was decided, and if we don't have a significant change, we're not going to change that. So over here, if this clay is not enough that it could stand on its own, that's not going to change anything. If the clay was enough that it could stand on its own, then that might be a significant change that we can say, you know, it's something, and then it would be a meal.
What happens when it falls off?
Okay.
Then
yeah.
It goes back to being a problem, and then you just have to fix it.
According to whom?
According to Rob.
And what's it? It falls off.
The clay addition.
Is what type of clay? One that would stay on its own, or one that would not stay on its own?
It's not able to stand.
If it's not able to stay on its own, according to Rava, nothing happened in the first place. You mean Rava?
According to Rabba,
so let's say it falls off. So it sounds like Rabba cares about the Matzias on the ground. What's the situation? Is the inner space there that or not? That's what it looks like Rabba's saying. Rabba says I don't really care. I need to know if there's a significant change in halacha. That's what's going to impact it.
Well, Rabba, like, okay, so it falls off. You want to fix it, you need to fix it. You know, go back and forth, like, it's not a problem.
It could be. That's what it looks like. Canoe case.
It's a problem. Yeah. What are not being okay with a situation where you can carry on Shabbos.
What if the Erev?
So long as it doesn't fall down, it's like.
What if an Erev falls down?
Yeah, but Erev is supposed to be built such that it's like expected to stand off.
Right, so presumably we're talking about clay that will not... there's no reason to assume that this mud will fall down. It's mud. You put a slab of mud on the wall. We just want to know, if the wall wasn't there and you put the slab in the air, would it stay? Is it thick clay? Yeah, but it's not like, you know, slowly dripping down the wall.
It's not going to last forever.
No, no, it seems to me that the assumption is that something that will last. Yeah, presumably. Okay, new case. Harchik min atel arba. If you distance it from a mound by four. So over here, there's a mound, there's a tail that is... Okay, so basically we have the mound is playing the role of a machitza, right? It presumably has the right type of slope, right, within 10 tefach elevation within four amos. So this type of tail, and you want to build a wall on the inside of this, meaning like within the space of this tail. So right, again, right now the tail is serving as a wall. You want to build a new wall within, so how much do you have to bring it in and distance from the tail? So, harchik min atel arba, vasa machitza, hoil, pachos mi gimel. If he does it less than gimel, al svasa tail, or on the edge of the tail, meaning that there's a mound and you're doing it kind of at the bottom of the mound, so it actually goes through the mound itself, or it's less than gimel and then lavud. So Rav Chisda Rav Amnuna, the machlokas Rav Chisda Rav Amnuna. Chad amar hoel v'chad amar lohel. One says it'll help over here, and one says it will not help. Now we'll explain it as we try to approve one side. Tistayim de Rav Chisda amar hoel. Let's try to conclude based on the following teaching that Rav Chisda is the one who says that if you build that wall on take a step back. There are two halachos here. One of them is if you do it within three tefachim of the mound, and the other one is if you kind of go through the foot of the mound. So we're going to focus on going through the foot of the mound, the svas of the mound. So Rav Chisda says, one says it helps, one says it doesn't help. We're going to show that it looks maybe like Rav Chisda says it helps. Deidbar, as it was stated, ha'osim mechitza al gabi mechitza. Somebody who makes a wall on top of a wall, which sounds to be like our case. Our case, is, right, the mound is a wall, and now you're making a new wall on top of part of the mound. That sounds like a mechitza al gabi mechitza. Well, what do we hold about mechitza al gabi mechitza? Does Rav Chisda say anything about that? Or Rav Hamnuna? So Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says in that case, b'shabes hoel b'nichse hager lo kana. For Hilchos Shabbos, you put a wall on top of a wall, that wall on top of the wall will count as a wall. However, for Nichsei Hager, you do not acquire it. Nichsei Hager, Rashi explains over here, a ger doesn't have Yorshin doesn't have people to inherit his wealth, and therefore it's up for grabs. Now, what if it's land? How do you grab, right? So if it's a book, it's a pencil, so you grab it. It's literally up for grabs. Land, you can't grab. How do you get land? So you have to make a canyon on the land a certain way. A typical way to make a canyon is to build a wall. If you build a wall around something, it is. So what if there's already a wall, but now you built a mechitza on top of that mechitza, a wall on top of a wall, mechitza, got a mechitza, and mechitza says, lo kona. However, by Hilchos Shabbos, which is our case, it is a mechitza. Rav Sheshet Amar Apa Shabbos Nami Lohoil. And Rav Sheshet says no, also not. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, indeed, you can conclude that way. That Rav Chisda is the one who says Mechitza al Gabi Mechitza is a Mechitza, by Hilchos Shabbos at least. And we have a case of Hilchos Shabbos, we have a tail, and you built a Mechitza on a Svasa tail. Mechitza al Gabi Mechitza is good. And presumably Rav Muna would hold like Rav Sheshet. Amar Rav Chisda, umodi li Rav Sheshes, shim osa mechitza al hatel, shahoil. But Rav Sheshes would agree to me that if he built the mechitza, sounds like al hatel, meaning not just on the svas of the tail, but on the tail itself, on the tail proper, in the higher point of the tail, that would help, and that would be considered a mechitza. So Rashi over here helps explain that. Modi li Rav Sheshes shem osa mechitza al hatel, v'lo garsi al svas, not al svas. Bachi perish. Afagav de polig v'amar delo mishtari karpa b'hachi. Hainu taima shadar b'karpa b'avir. Okay, so actually we're going to see. Let's read on in the Gemara. My taima. What's the reason for that? Hoil ba'avir mechitzos elyonos hudar. Because in the airspace of the mechitzos, of the upper mechitzos, is where he's living. Meaning that the what you're trying to do is your fence. There's a tail. There's a mound, and somewhere higher up on it, you're building a new wall around it, like there's some sort of like plateau on a mound. So that's not considered like the problem with mechitza al gabi mechitza seems to be that it's the same wall. You're building a wall, and now you put another wall on top. You say, oh, it's a new wall. No, it's not a new wall. It's mechitza al gabi mechitza. Maybe by Shabbos. Okay. But over here, so even if you don't like mechitza al gabi mechitza on tail, but over here, it's in a new zone. It's a higher point on the mound that's surrounding a different area. The guy doesn't live at the bottom of the field. The guy is living, who's in this upper part of the mound, he's living in different airspace. So if you put a wall over there, that's a real wall. Don't tell me, oh, mechitza al gabi mechitza.
That part of the mound is no longer considered part of the mechitza. Mechitza will be the outer portions of the mound.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Another way of saying is the slope.
The slope.
For the most part. Well, I mean, again, if you say that there's a plateau.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I don't,
that's habitable.
Yeah.
And the slope itself is what forms the mechitza, more so than.
Right.
That's part of it.
Right. Yeah. Boy Rababar Barchana. Nivlu mechitzos atachtonos velyonos kayamos mahu. Interesting case. So let's say you built the new mechitzos on top of the old mechitzos, and now there's a, didn't realize there's quicksand or swamp or whatever, but Yoshua led Klal Yisrael around for 7 days in a row, and now all of a sudden the it sinks into the ground, and now all that's remaining are the new walls. So let's say we hold a mechitza al gabi mechitza is not a mechitza, but over here the only thing that's left is the new mechitza. Bahu. So the Gemara asks, Lamai. What case are we asking? Ila nichsei ger. If we're talking about specifically nichsei hager, that case, haynu de Yirmiyah bira. This is the shaila or the psak that Yirmiyah bira explicitly gave. The Amar Yirmiyah bira, Amar of Yehuda, quoting of Yehuda, Haiman deshada lifta apila, somebody who throws a lifta is a turnip, apila, pili are like cracks. So there's a crack in the ground. This is a case of nichsei ager, meaning Rashi says that basically this is land that belonged to a ger. The ger passed away, and now we want to, if we, whoever, first come, first serve, whoever improves the ground, claims ownership over it. So he takes a turnip, throws it in a pili, in a pila, in a crack in the ground, a pila de ara, de ger. But also Yisrael acharina, and another Jew comes along, rafak ba pursa, and he digs it up a little bit. Basra kani kamalokani. The first guy who threw the turnip into the ground doesn't acquire it. The one who dug around, though, and did a little bit of excavation, he acquires it. My taima. What's the reason for that? Be'idna deshada lo kashavach. Because at the time that he threw the turnip in, he did not improve the ground. Right? You might say, ah, the ground's improved. A turnip is in the process of growing here. Right, but it didn't happen yet. And ki kashavcha, and when it does improve, memela kashavcha. Right. Well, what if this is much later down the line? I mean, let's say he did this in, I don't know, September. Probably my months are off in the rain season, but he did this in September for the turnip in, and now it's a month later, and now it's already growing on its own. And then the other Jew comes along and digs. So you say, okay, now it already improved because of the guy, action of the first guy. Right, but memela it happened. You put it in the ground. Hashem made it rain, this and that. It grows on its own, so that's not considered a form of kinyan. And what we're saying over here, so you see that memela kashavcha, it happens on its own, that's not considered a kinyan. So if the mechitzos, you built the mechitzos agabi mechitzos, those mechitzos on top, we said they are valueless for this purpose, because that's not considered mechitza al gav mechitza by nisa yer doesn't count. What if the old one sunk into the ground and now the new ones are there? So this is you something. Yeah, but this happened on its own again. If you blew the TNT there, maybe. But this happened on its own, right? Because the wall sunk in the ground. So this is comparable to throwing a turnip in the ground. You didn't make the turnip grow. The turnip grew on its own. You didn't make the new walls the only walls there. That happened on its own. They sunk it to the ground. So, push it, based on Yirmiyah Vera, push it, that this wouldn't be a case. This wouldn't form a kinyan in Nichse Hager. So, that can't be the question that Rabbi Barbar Chana is asking. Velo Inyan Shavis, but what? We're asking regarding Shavis? Havi Mechitza. It would for sure be considered a chitza. Mechitza, how do we know that? Because having mechitza nasa b'Shabbos. This would be a mechitza that's made on Shabbos. We remember, we learned the sugya of mechitza made on Shabbos. A mechitza that comes on its own, daf kes vav. Right, we're learning all these cases of a tree that grew up and that became the mechitza, or right, the tree is bent over. V'tanya, we learned in the Brisa called mechitza nasa b'Shabbos, bein b'shogi bein mezid, shma mechitza. Any mechitza made on Shabbos, whether it was b'shogeg or mezid, it's considered a mechitza. So over here, if we had new walls on top of old walls, the old walls sunk into the ground, the new walls are now the walls there, so that's a mechitza that was made on Shabbos. Of course it's a good mechitza. Why not? Gemara says, lavit mor Allah, but wasn't it stated regarding this? Omer of Nachman, lo shanu el izrok, avu l'taltel aser, that it's only considered a new wall, midyaraisa, or midyarabanan, not, meaning lizrok. If you threw in it, you'd be putter. But you're not allowed to be metaltel in it because it's an issur derabanan, right? We've seen these terms refer to derais and derabanan before. So in the Shabbos and Erev a bunch of times. So that should answer that, right? So it's not so pashut that these are considered the walls that you're allowed to carry in them. So the Gemara says, no, wait, hold on. Kidmar, but when I was stated, Kidmar Rav Nachman, amazed it, Mar. Rav Nachman said that regarding mezid. He only said that you're not allowed to carry its usher letaltel in a mechitza made on Shabbos if it was done for mezid. If it happened on its own, b'shogeg or kal v'chomer on its own, because the wall sunk into the ground, then it does count as a mechitza. Right? So basically, the Gemara kind of leaves it as that. We don't know what Rabbi Bar Chana's question was. Because b'nich seger, if the wall came on its own because the older wall sunk into the ground, for sure it's not a mechitza. Because I'm sure that's not a kinyan by Benet Seger. And if it's regarding Hechal Shabbos, then for sure it's a mechitza because it happened on its own. And mechitza that happens on its own is considered a mechitza. So we don't really resolve. We don't know what Rav Bar Chana was asking. Could be he was asking both, but both of them really seem to be pashut according to the Gemara. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Okay. Story about a woman who came and tried, we'll see one of these methods. Hahi itza, there was that woman, da'avda mechitza al-gabi mechitza, b'nechzeh ha-ger, she made a wall on top of a wall with nechzeh ha-ger. Osahu gavra, and then there was that guy who came, rafak va'porsa, right? Our exact, is that our exact, no, that's not our exact shayla from before, if you're maybe a ra, but she made a mechitza al-gabi mechitza, and he dug a little bit, he made some little excavation. Also, the commander of Nachman, so they had a machlokis, and they came before Rav Nachman. Ukma v'yadei, he put it into... He established it into his hands. He paskined that the guy who did the excavation is the one who made the kinyan. Osas ihi, so she came along. She started yelling at him. She started complaining. What are you talking about? I was here before him. I built the whole wall by myself. It wasn't easy. I built the wall. Amala, he said to her, "My avilach, lady, what am I supposed to do for you? Because you didn't make a chazaka the way, not, I don't think it's just men, I don't think it's men as opposed to women, I think that people typically do. You didn't do a typical kinyan by building a new wall around it. You built up an old wall, you didn't do excavation, so nothing I could do for you that were paskin like him." You know, let's say it was a Shabbos anniversary, so he wants to make sure that his karpath that he has there is something he's allowed to carry in. So somebody was trying to minimize his karpath. He tried, I forgot the first way he tried, but maybe he tried by putting pillars in there. It didn't work. So then he tried to put slabs of mud all over to try to make this karpath smaller. And but we'll see how effective it was on Amud Beis. And we'll see if something, unfortunately, will go wrong and ruin the celebration.